Thanks for downloading the Overdrive podcast. If you're ever looking to get behind the scenes, it's simple. Follow us on Instagram at TSN1050, or you will see myself, O-Dog and Noodles, what we do in the studio, before the show, during the show, after the show, constantly updating stories and best of clips. Again, follow us on Instagram at TSN1050.
It's Mail It In Friday.
I called in sick. I don't work in the rain.
Well, I kind of mailed that in.
You can't deliver mail?
Why not?
Yeah, whatever.
I guess you're right. It's just walking around putting it into boxes.
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
Hour 2 Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on the TSN app. Brian Hayes, the O-Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles, McLennan. NHL draft tonight. Buffalo on the clock, but not even. Like, they better not waste any time. Just get up there and say Rasmus Dahlin. Like, stop messing around.
I think the whole process is so, like, as soon as the team's off the stage, next up, so-and-so, get up there.
I agree with you.
But I guess yeah, there's TV and everything, well, but it's like, honestly, if you know who you got, don't make the, what does the clock go, 3 minutes or something?
No, it goes longer because you do get, you get a chance to trade that pick. That's why they leave it there. That's how they get the... You know, that last minute, like, you think you have a deal, you don't have a deal. They try and build it up. I believe it's 5 minutes.
Yeah, I believe it is. And there is a TV component to it.
Right.
But Dahlin is getting drafted first overall.
Exactly.
So when Bettman comes out with his big announcement and gets booed off the stage.
Grab his jersey and get up there.
Just bring it up with you.
Bring up the contract.
Like, have Buffalo up there waiting with
bring
you.
Bring up the contract with you, too. Like, have it just signed.
You might
everything.
As well, everything. Like, give him his number.
Awesome. Here's everything. Your number. Here's your contract. We'll see you in September.
Right, because last year we weren't certain. It was either Heischer or Nolan Patrick.
Right, right.
The year before that, we were 95% certain it was Matthews, but Line A was in the mix.
Yeah, but yeah, right.
It was Matthews, but Matthews. Still, there was like, you never know.
Yeah, because those are two real special players.
And because Lou was the one operating, they weren't going to tip their hand or say anything. Right. The year before that, 99.9% sure it was McDavid, obviously, right. But Eichel still at some point during the season was kind of in the running.
Right.
But not really. I mean, obviously it was going to be McDavid, but this is Dahlin and everybody else. Like, yeah. There's nobody even close to him in this draft.
Man, some of the highlight reel, like, obviously it's their highlight reel, so it's the best of the best. But I was watching his this morning. Like, it is quite gross. And everyone continues to say, like, this guy could change the fortunes of the Buffalo Sabres. Like, he's that
no
good.
No question. When you got a talent like that, just like every other stud defenseman, when they are taking up close to 30 minutes of the hockey game, changes everything. Well, changes the way you play.
And I don't mind. Jason Botterill was very respectful, but he said his comments today, we've moved past Robin Lehner. That's over. They're done. Like, they're looking for a starting goaltender. Maybe Craig Anderson ends up there. They've got this kid, Linus Allmark.
Ottawa doesn't talk to in-division teams.
Yeah, I know. I get that.
Got to go off the board. LA and then back to
exactly.
Buffalo.
But that organization needs a goaltender. Now, Allmark, I think, can be there. 2-3 years from now, he can be their starter. He's a good goalie. He's a legit, I think he's going to be a starter in the
I think
league.
They got to try to pull a Freddie Anderson, and they don't want to wait for 2 or 3 more years. Like, well, they have some pieces.
The kid's going to play in the show next year. It's just you can't, he could be like Vasilevsky. You need somebody to play with him, and then Vasilevsky pushed Bishop out and took over. That's the thing.
Yeah, like, but you got to find Ben Bishop. Like, that's the thing. Bishop right. was a legit quality goaltender in Tampa. But, I mean, they're going to have it set up where they've got a bona fide star number one center in Eichel, bona fide star number one defenseman in Dahlin. So, and, I mean, that's a good position to be in. Buffalo has been a joke of an organization for a long time.
And I know Ryan O'Reilly makes a lot of money, and I know his comments weren't great after the end of the year, but
he's a good player.
He's a good player. Very and if good. You move him, guess what they're going to be looking for? A great second-line centerman. And it's just like, if you want to get rid of something, that's fine. You want to lose the money, but you're just going to spend time looking for it. That's what I'd never understood.
Unless
about
they
these
feel
guys.
That Sam Reinhart is that.
He ain't.
Well, he had 24 goals
basically
last year.
Basically playing right wing.
He plays a lot of wing. I don't think he's got the pace for up the middle of the ice, but
I think he's a pretty good player.
Oh, he's a good player. He went second overall. I mean, he's a legitimately good player. I don't think he's a superstar player.
No.
But you don't have to be a superstar if you're the second-line center.
Right.
But I think it's more O'Reilly because of what they're paying him. They're paying him like $7.5 million a year.
$7.25 or something. Yeah, it's a lot.
it's a lot of money for a guy who's a second line center, and that's there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, a second line center is very important in terms of the structure of your team, but something just feels weird with that. I think those postseason comments, you know, you read some stuff, and maybe this is Joe from the Bridge-esque, but you know, something went on behind the scenes, or there's some malcontent within the dressing room. I don't know, but
something doesn't smell right.
Right, because his name is out there, and this is why you went and got him a few years ago. That said, it was a previous administration. I mean, Botterill wasn't the guy who went out and got Ryan O'Reilly. It wasn't the guy who gave him that long-term deal. But, you know, Buffalo's been largely irrelevant for a long time, and now you got Eichel and Dahlin. You're no longer going to be irrelevant. At the very least, they're going to be an intriguing team to watch. Mm-hmm. You know, because Dahlin's going to step right in and play, and there's going to be some growing pains. I mean, especially as a defenseman, but he will show some magic at times.
You're
going to
have Dahlin and Ristolainen, who actually is a pretty good defenseman himself. So you're going to like that's their top pairing is going to be set. Ristolainen,
yeah, that's a good top pairing.
Ristolainen's 23 years old, I think he's on cost certainty, I believe.
Yeah, I think they gave him one of those. Deal. They gave him the Morgan Riley type
5.4,
deal.
5.4, yeah. 1, 2, 3.
I think it was literally like a 6-year, 5.4. They paid more for him than the Leafs did for Riley.
Yeah, if those two guys can work out, that's a nice pair to throw out there for 30 minutes a night.
Well, this division is an interesting division. I mean, we're obviously caught up in it because the Maple Leafs are in it. But Ottawa, nobody knows what's going to happen with them.
Yeah.
Nobody. The Habs are a really difficult team to get a read on as well. I expect Bergevin to be active in the next 3 weeks because that's just simply his MO. I mean, that's what he does.
Well,
he gets out there and he moves and
better.
Shakes. They were an awful, awful disappointment last year. And they got Price. His deal's kicking in this year. Yeah. So you've got guarantee, you got certainty in net where you know you're going to get good goaltending if he's healthy.
Yep.
So they're not looking at a blow-up rebuild or anything like that in Montreal. Then you got Buffalo, who's always kind of just been the team in the corner that no one cared about because they were never any good. Now they're starting to load up with some talented pieces.
Yeah.
So
that's why, I mean, you know, Detroit may take a step back further because they're going to probably, you know, Zetterberg is another year older. You know, but they have some, you know, that's an interesting thing for me. Like, they've got Larkin, that Athanasiou, couple fast skilled guys there, but there's just not enough there.
No, need more than that.
This is where I would keep an eye on a guy. You want to talk about consolation prizes, like a guy like Mike Green. Like, Mike Green was on a 3-year, $6 million, and he's a UFA. He's a right-handed defenseman who plays. He's an offensive guy. He's not a defensive juggernaut.
Isn't that who Edmonton should be talking to?
I would think so.
Like, all accounts, Peter Chiarelli's willing to flip the 10th pick. Ryan Rashog.
Depends on if it's Tyson Barrie. That's where you look at somebody like that. Ryan Ellis, if a combination, like guys who have term on their deal that can control a power play. Mike Green can do that, and it'll just cost you money.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Now, there's also more of a gamble, because if it's free agency, maybe he just doesn't want to go there.
Exactly.
But, you know, if that's what Chiarelli's looking for, by all accounts, a right-handed defenseman with offensive capabilities, Mike Green, I would think, would be a guy they would look at if they don't get a deal done before that.
For sure. He has to be at least looked at by a lot of teams, too.
Well, do you think the Leafs would look at a guy like Mike Green?
That's kind of where I was heading. I mean, I don't know if he would... You know, if Dubas, again, I'm sure they've looked it over and looked at his capabilities and where he would slot. You know, you have to know what the player's all about. Mike Green's not fooling anybody as far as, hey, I'm going to come in here and be a defensive stalwart. But the guy puts up points, can control the power play. And, you know, last year he was somewhat healthy. I think he had a bad neck or something, shoulder near the end of the year. But... somebody's going to take a flyer.
Well, of course they are. Yeah. Oh, he's getting paid. He's going to make some money and get some security. He's 32, I think he is.
Yeah, so. I don't think it'll be
a
5-year deal, but yeah,
two or three-year deal
and at five.
Especially considering who's out there. I mean, if John Carlson goes back to Washington, guess who's the number one defenseman on the market?
That's
probably Mike Green.
You're right.
That's scary.
Which says a lot about the market and also should tell us a lot about how much you're willing to pay for a guy like Erik Karlsson if he's actually available.
Right. And how much you're going to pay John Carlson if he becomes free.
Well, and those reports are coming out. There's nothing going on at the draft.
Just think about how blown out it was when Brad Richards was the key centerman. Brad Richards, Dallas Brad Richards.
Yeah.
And it was like teams were setting up shop Gino Retta was posted out in Mississauga. If like this will go off the charts. If the, if his agent re-ups with Washington, he's nuts. Some team will go bonkers over him.
I think that that's probably true. I do think a team would come out of left field last minute and be like, here's 8.5 over 7. Or.
But again, does he want to go there?
Well, he may not. He just won a cup, and he's the only thing he's ever known is Washington.
I get it. I'm just saying,
Washington's not going to be garbage next year. They'll be a good team.
No.
They're not going anywhere.
But this is your chance to get paid. If you're signing a 7 or 8 year deal, this is it.
I think they'll
find the money. In 8 years, you're not getting another 8 year deal.
Okay, but let's say this. He can get an 8th year for Washington, probably. He'll have to take a hometown discount, but we all talk about it. After taxes, uprooting your family, not sure the grass is greener on the other side, he may just say, you know what, for what it is on the other side, I'm staying home.
That happens a lot, and he's entitled to that.
It is, and his wife, I believe, is from the area and stuff. I believe that Washington will make it happen.
I like think they, so, too, but I think they're going to have to move something afterwards.
Yeah, a piece is going to have to go there somewhere. Yeah.
Ray Ferraro coming up. We'll call him in about 7 or 8 minutes. You see, LiAngelo Ball did not get drafted last night. The second of the three Ball boys, he was up for grabs. And
I wonder if
all 60 picks said, no dice, thank you.
If he was tied with somebody else and they looked at it and said, I don't want the family near,
I think that's exactly what's happened. Like, I just read a tweet.
I don't know how good they are. I've never heard of the kid.
I don't think he's that good of a player anyway. Like, I everything I read and heard, he's not a draftable talent.
Right.
But it sounds like he's not even going to be included in summer league because of LeVar Ball. Like, teams are like, I'm not bringing this kid in for summer league because this idiot's going to show up at the gym and start yelling and screaming.
Yeah.
So this is the flip side of that. Lonzo Ball had legit talent, second overall pick. Like, he's a legit NBA talent.
All of these kids have to say to their father, and it takes a lot of jam, but they got to say, Sunday dinner's fine. Other than that, my professional career, stay the hell away from anything.
Yeah,
don't go on the radio, don't go on the whatever. I don't know if that's possible to do, but if they want to, I don't know.
Scaling him back now does not seem possible.
Not a chance.
This guy has a taste of celebrity, LeVar Ball, the old man, and he wants to eat up everything he can eat up.
Yep.
All right, we'll call Ray. We'll get his take on the lack of activity at the NHL draft, what he expects tonight throughout the weekend. Overdrive continues on the TSN app. Thanks for listening to Overdrive. Visit tsn1050.ca where you can win $1,000 in free golf from underpar.com. We'll also award 5 runners-up with $100 gift cards. Enter up to once per day until July 1st. Pay less and play more with underpar.com. Overdrive is delivered by Skip the Dishes. Skip the Dishes delivers the food you want from the restaurants you love. Place your order using the Skip the Dishes app or online at skipthedishes.com. Shout out to Skip the Dishes.
They just dropped their Friday delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Man, is it good.
We skip the dishes every Friday, and we get after it.
Solid.
It is honestly like a wrestling match. Three loser goon slobs.
Just shrapnel everywhere.
Fighting over every inch of food. And then after that, it's like Mullen gets in there and Hunt and
I know.
Fergie if he's kicking around. Maybe Tristan will do that. SportsCenter update and come in here and just eat whatever's left.
That's true.
He's allowed.
He can graze.
Absolutely. So Ray's coming up here in a moment. We're going to call Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst. And
is he legitimately on the course? Is that what?
I don't know what the story was. He told Hunt at like 4:45. He said, I'm not coming on right at 5. I'll push it back a little bit.
He went back for more because he was bitching about how bad he was chopping it up on the course. Was it yesterday or 2 days ago?
Two days ago.
He said his putting was horrible.
When your putting goes down, I mean, doesn't matter how you make it to the green. If you're clanking it around, you're no good.
You can't putt. You can't score.
Can't play.
Can't play.
Can't win with them.
What else did he say? That was Singletary.
Yeah.
Can't win with them. Can't live with them. Can't play with them. Can't do it. I can't remember exactly how it was.
Get that clip, Malls. The Singletary clip.
Yeah. That was Vernon Davis, too. He just sent him off during the game. Like, that is an emasculating move for any head coach. You, grown man, I don't like you anymore. Go walk into the locker room. You're out. And then I'm going to rant and rave about you after the game because I hate your guts. All right, joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here's our TSN hockey analyst, Ray Ferraro. What's up, Ray?
Just excited for this show. And
yeah, you sound like you're really excited to be on.
Well, I had to finish. I was, you know, I had a meeting, and then I was eating lunch, and I just couldn't quite take a call on the deck. They don't let you do that. So I had to, like, scurry my food in and then get down here and, you know, talk about the draft.
What did you shoot in your meeting?
79 today.
Ooh. Oh, nice meeting.
Your putter woke up?
Yeah, putter woke up today. I was, I might have been better, but I hit a ball out of bounds today that the people in the house next to the course won't find. Like, it was so far right. Like, as soon as it left my club, I just turned around and walked back to my bag to get another ball. I'm like, I don't even know where the hell that thing's going to end up. It was rather embarrassing. Terrible. But anyway, fun day. Back at it. Well, on Monday.
You didn't miss much, we can tell you that. I mean, there's nothing going on down at the NHL draft, and it's all rumors and conjecture, and that happens every year, and there's big names that we believe are on the market. I mean, that's not fake news.
There's big names, there's more guys being added, but nothing's going on.
Nothing so far. I mean,
I wonder when they get rated, like, it's going to be right in that last hour. Yeah. You know, that we're, okay, so now we're on the clock here, we know that the guy at 4 is going to pick this player, so now at 5, maybe can I move up? Can I trade? But the rumor stuff, you just want the dam to break. Like, okay, you're going to trade Jeff Skinner, good. Trade him, and then the dam breaks. And, you know, and then everybody's now scrambling into position because they don't want to get left outside of the deal. The one thing happens every year, though. We think there's going to be 100 trades. There isn't because there's no deadline. Like, the deal can happen in July. It's just if it's tied to a pick, it's got to happen now. Otherwise, it could be any time.
Right.
Well, and that's what happened with the NBA draft last night. No live bodies from the NBA got traded last night. Picks moved around, but no NBA veterans were included in any of the trades last night. So it led to a lot of people wondering what's going on. Like, because that is a calm before the storm. Like, LeBron is going to probably leave. Kawhi Leonard's out there. Paul George. There are big names. Something's going to happen in the NBA.
Right.
The NHL, kind of, it doesn't feel like there's that kind of activity if Tavares goes back, if John Carlson goes back. I mean, I guess the Erik Karlsson trade is one we've been talking about for a long time. And technically, that could happen at camp.
Yeah.
You know, he could show up to camp or say, I'm not showing up to camp. And then, like, when is the deadline for the Erik Karlsson trade? Is there a deadline?
Yeah, the deadline. Like, the trade deadline.
The trade deadline, yeah. Next February.
Yeah, because now, if they're going to trade him, they've got to recoup some draft picks in the deal somewhere. So there's a deadline for today, if it's going to be involved with if Ottawa is going to grab another first rounder or try to get more than one first rounder or second rounder, however they tie it to a player. But they're going to have to replace their first round pick they're giving to Colorado either this or next year. Like, they've got to replace that, and I think that's part of the Karlsson deal. Unless it's Vegas. They don't have a first round pick.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, yeah. How many teams can really be in for Erik Karlsson?
Well, and I'll add on top of that, Ray, and are not on his
no-fly
list. Exactly. Like, I mean, right. You'd think Edmonton would want to be in on it. Vancouver would want to be in on it. You don't know if they're on the list or not. From what it sounds, Edmonton's not on the list. So, you know, Chiarelli can try, but not going to happen. Karlsson says no thanks, and you move on. But you at least have to – I think you have to make these calls. As a manager, you have to know exactly – I mean, you've at least called Dorian and said, would you even hear me? And if he says no, okay, got to move on.
Well, no. I would assume that the parameters of what Dorian's looking for have to be pretty common knowledge in the GM circle. Like, they have to know. I mean, like, you can't call, you know, you're not going to call and say, I'll give you, you know, a third-line center and a couple of second-rounders. Like, they've got to know it's a it's a really good roster player, like a top-end roster player, probably a younger guy, a first-round pick at the very least, and then you get into what other multiple assets are going to be involved in it. But, I mean, it can't be a surprise to the teams that are calling Pierre Dorion to say, you know, okay, I want to make an offer. They've got to know at least what the, you know, what at least the ballpark of assets is going to cost. And well, it's going to be expensive.
It has to be expensive, also because of the other availabilities to you. We were having this conversation earlier this afternoon, Ray. John Carlson is a very good defenseman. He's not Erik Karlsson good, but he's very good. He's a legit top-pairing guy.
Right.
We all believe he's going to return to Washington. No guarantees, but we believe he more than likely returns to Washington. So if he is off the board and not available to anybody, the next best defenseman available to people is Mike Green. So if your option is, I trade for Erik Karlsson or I sign Mike Green, you don't have an option.
Right.
You try to acquire Erik Karlsson. Like, doesn't mean it's definitely going to happen. And obviously, there has to be a limit in terms of what you're willing to give up. You know, Shirelli's not going to call up and be like, McDavid's available or something stupid like that. But, you know, there just aren't that many options.
No, there's not.
And this guy's a legit superstar home run Norris caliber defenseman.
Every year.
Every single year.
So then you have to decide then if I'm going to get into Karlsson, I'm really taking a chunk out of my prospect pool, my draft picks, even my roster. How much worse am I getting to get Karlsson? Like, what else do I have? And I think that'll take a couple teams out because they'll say, well, if we make that deal and we give up four assets, we're getting thin.
Right.
You know, we can't replace those assets. That's going to take a couple of years. Because if I'm Ottawa, I don't want guys that are 5 years away. Like, a draft pick's great and all that. But if I can get a guy like Shea Theodore from Vegas, well, I'm way more interested in Shea Theodore than a first-round pick.
Right.
Because he's 22. He's there. He's a player. He's, you know, like, you can make a trade. It's great. Well, the next general manager is going to reap the benefits because it's 5 years down the road and you're going to run out of rope eventually. It's a hard deal to trade a player like Karlsson and not come out with a crappy end of the stick.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. And we were talking about that, like the timeline of a team like Buffalo, who they're taking Dahlin tonight. There's no point in wasting the clock. Bettman should just walk up with a Dahlin jersey, make his opening announcement, and then hand it to Dahlin because we know he's going first overall. And then in Buffalo, you got Eichel as your number one center. Dahlin is your number one defenseman, but they're going to need a goaltender now. Yeah. And, you know, Noodles, you're high on that Ullmark kid.
Yeah.
But he may be 2-3 years away from truly being a guy.
Yeah.
And, like, at some point in Buffalo, that might be the wise move. You know, let Dahlin grow, let Eichel grow, and let Ullmark grow. But at some point, because Buffalo has just been such a black hole in the NHL for years, seems more likely they'd try to acquire maybe a Craig Anderson type veteran guy.
Yeah.
Veteran guy. Let's try to get some wins now.
Yeah.
You know,
and help this kid. Like, you need
let's
a
get
mentor.
Going here.
You need a mentor for this kid. Like, you know, a Ryan Miller, somebody like that who can give you some games, but allow Ullmark. Like, Hellebuck played 53 games 2 years ago, didn't play that well, and they called up Pavlik and that, and then they signed Steve Mason in the offseason, and everyone was like, this is your number one. Well, what it did is it kind of woke Hellebuck up. He's 24 now, and he had a Vezina-type season, and now you know who your goaltender is for the next, if they sign him long-term, for the next 8-10 years in Winnipeg. Ullmark potentially could be that. Vasilevsky's doing that in Tampa, and you know that's where they're not growing on trees.
And these teams generally, like you look at the Leafs, they pick Matthews, and they had built up some collateral before with Marner and Nylander and Brown and Hyman, but they made the playoffs the next year. Edmonton took McDavid. They didn't make the playoffs the next year, but the year after that, they did.
Yeah.
Like, I look at Buffalo, and maybe it's just based on the reputation, and quite frankly, the Leafs had the exact same one. Should we be expecting Buffalo to be in playoff contention next year, the year after that? I mean, when is that going to happen?
Not next year. I mean, their defense is no good. Of course, they're going to get Dahlin. He's 18. Like, he's still has to learn, and he has to grow. He has to mature.
Yeah.
They don't. The goalie position's a mess. Up front, they're you know, they've got Eichel and Mittelstadt. Will they trade O'Reilly? If they trade O'Reilly, maybe that brings back something on the blue line, or you know, gives them. Like, would you not trade O'Reilly if you could get into somebody's higher first-round pick, and then you've got Dahlin and another high first-round pick now? Like, continue to fill your bucket full of prospects, top-end prospects.
Ray, we were sign just talking about
Go ahead. I'd say sign a veteran for 1 or 2 years to mentor and to help.
Yeah, we're just saying, I mean, Buffalo, they've got O'Reilly. I know he makes a lot of money. I know he made some stupid comments, but they move him out. It's like they're going to spend all their time trying to find a number two centerman now.
Right. One a lot cheaper that doesn't take up so much ice time, maybe.
But I don't know.
I hear you. It's like they're gonna look for kind of Ryan O'Reilly. I guess I would say, what if, and this is just, you know, off the top of my head, what if you get a higher first-round pick and a really good prospect for O'Reilly? You move out the money, and then you sign Tyler Bozak.
Yeah.
Are you, like, is that, like, a player like Bozak, doesn't that sort of fit? You're not really a number two, but you get a stable player, you know what you get. You get a guy that's got to be a good guy, because that's what playing on those teams is about sometimes. And you put two more assets into the bucket.
Yeah. You're right.
Like, it doesn't have to be a first or a top level player. It's got to be a guy that can help you along.
Well, that's the situation they found themselves in for a long time, and I could see that. I mean, it sure feels like there's a lot of smoke there with Ryan O'Reilly. You know, his name has been out there, and there would be a lot of suitors for him, you would think. And if he does go, to your point, I mean, you got to fill that hole, and maybe a guy like Bozak comes into play. And you know, I still kind of link Bozak to the Leafs. I don't think that it's a foregone conclusion he's not returning. I don't know how I would handicap it, but I don't see this massive market out there for him. I didn't think he had a very good year. I've heard some people suggest he had a very good year. I thought at times he was awful. His numbers, mid-40s points, he was on the first power play, and it was the second-ranked power play in the league. Like, I don't see for a 32 or 33-year-old
I'm just telling you,
this massive
people in
market.
This building think that he could sign a deal upwards of $5 million a year.
I think that would be absolutely ludicrous. I'm not saying it won't happen. That's sports. It can. But if Tyler Bozak is getting a five-year deal, then that is...
Well, not a five-year deal. I'm just saying a deal kind of around $5 million a year. Maybe a three-year deal at five.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
That's too rich.
For me, man.
It is. But there,
good,
you know,
good for him. I hope he gets it.
Absolutely, yeah, sign it, man. Jump on that deal.
We were just talking about it, though. You look at Ottawa. That's a team. If they trade, you know, it's a giant if. But if Carlson gets traded, if Bobby Ryan is somehow tied to that, which I wouldn't suggest to do, but you keep hearing that potentially that could be a situation to entice Ottawa. They're going to have to find salary back. They're going to have to sign or trade for, you know, some dead contracts or some contracts that of guys who make a lot of money, because they've got to make it to the floor. And the floor just went up. That's something that, you know, people have to focus on. We're always focused on the top, 79.5. We know teams are going to spend to that. But there's a lot of teams that hover a lot closer to the floor than we make it. What was Ottawa's payroll last year? 68, I think it was.
Yeah, something like that. And if Carlson goes out, they've already dumped Phaneuf's, although I guess they brought Gabrick back. But
right,
you're right. I mean, if Bobby Ryan goes, you're all of a
that's
sudden
$14 million off the books.
Creeping
if Bobby
up real
Ryan
close.
And Carlson leave.
Yeah. Well,
it's funny. Just think that you got to spend, and it might not be easy to spend.
Well, if you want to be smart about it, that's that you could spend right. And be ridiculous. But if you want to be smart, it would be a lot tougher than people think. Like, that's why the Bodker. I guarantee you, they wanted that $4 million cap hit, even though his real money's three, because they're going to need it if they end up changing the scenario or the dynamic of that team.
Well, I would, you know what, Noodles, that's a good point. That's the contract a team like Ottawa that has financial pressures is looking for. They're looking all the time, and I would think they would be in the next bit for lower money, higher higher AAV, like higher cap, more money.
Yeah, real money. And, real money lower. Yeah.
Yeah. And that, and that's maybe that's what we should be expecting at the, you know, as they work through today.
And I'll pile on that one last thing is that's why we may not see trades at the draft if guys have signing bonuses July 1st.
Right.
So you have a team that has to pay a player X amount of dollars. His cap hit is 7 or 6, but he's owed a $5 million bonus July 1st. The team trading him eats it and then trades the player.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
That's something we could be, and I know we're pissed off about it. There's no moves in that, but there's probably framework of moves in place or potentially in place that are going to be executed on July 1st because of that scenario.
Happens every year.
Yeah.
It does. And listen, guys are going to get moved. There's too many big names out there. There's too many teams, too many GMs that are desperate.
Right.
Too many trade demands. Like, it feels like there's a bunch of players who are like, I'd rather move on, or I'm not signing with you long term. And
funny how they wait until they're literally looking at each other and they're like, oh, I'm going to go talk to
this
guy.
This Panarin situation, I think he's a fantastic player. Like, there's several teams that should be in on Panarin.
Yep, and Columbus is bracing for that. I mean, it kind of feels like they're almost expecting he's not going to sign long term. I think Bobrovsky's
I think when you say that, Brian, it kind of means you don't want to be there long term.
Yeah, I'm not interested in negotiating right now. Why not?
Somebody's going to throw $8 million or 8 years times whatever.
Whatever, yeah, it's a big number.
I don't even want to hear that. Yeah, that's generally a bad sign.
Yeah, I would say whatever people thought of Panarin, like he was Kane's caddy or whatever, the year he just put up, anybody with an NHL team should be interested in that kid. He is a difference maker. He is a playmaker. He's a scorer. Like, I don't care what it costs. I would take a look at him. I've seen enough anyway to think that's a pretty special player.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, we'll see, man. We'll see where it goes tonight, throughout the weekend. And the Canadian content has been interesting. I mean, with Ottawa and the situation that they find themselves in, and obviously Montreal, and Vancouver's got the 7th pick.
Jimmy Benning, he's got the Wayne Newton going on right now.
Oh.
Does he ever. That thing is slick tight.
Just and the best salad in the league.
Yeah, black can be.
Yeah, he had the shoe polish out for the weekend.
Yeah, it was brown at last year's draft. This year he went with dark black.
By the way, you mentioned the NBA. I hope the NHL saw the way they zipped through the first round yesterday. Do we need the owner, his kid, the 7 scouts, and the GM and an assistant? Let's roll it along.
It's so
I just
true.
Want to see Daryl Cates' kid. He's like 35 now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's assistant GM.
Like, I love when they go, oh, it's all about the kid. No, it's not. It's about the floaters getting up on stage.
It's so true.
They want their... I want to be in the picture. Good. Be in a picture at the table. Like, let's move it along.
It's the only league that does that. Every single scout is up there. The GM's up there. The president, the owner, the kids. Just commissioner and player.
Yeah.
And let's move on. But we know that's not going to happen.
No, and don't forget, I want to thank our fans viewing at home.
So painful.
At Turk's Bar and Grill. Make sure you order the wings and the... You know, come on.
It is so painful.
It is.
Every single year. And we get to endure it again tonight. So enjoy,
buddy. Okay, boys, we'll check in Monday.
Yeah, we'll talk to you Monday. There's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Maple Toyota takes away the fears of buying a pre-owned vehicle by sharing service history, lien history, and accident history. Visit MapleToyota.com. My buddy Mike Johnson, we haven't seen MJ in a while. He'll be in the studio in the next hour.
Yeah.
Amin El-Hassan will join us from ESPN. We'll look back on the NBA draft last night. And got to get into Aaron Sanchez. Is it really a bruise?
Yeah.
Or could it potentially be a blister again?
Guaranteed blister.
We'll talk about that next. All right, Friday 5-pack coming up later this afternoon. Big weekend. NHL draft. NBA draft went down last night. Some weird scenes in the NBA draft. Like, not a lot of action, but I felt for Mikal Bridges. You guys see how that played out last night?
What, where he said couldn't wait to go to Philly, and then, like, loves Philly, and then he got traded while he was talking?
His mom works for the 76ers. How awkward is that, her walking into the office on Monday? So they draft her kid, Philly boy, diehard Sixers fan, and then like 10 minutes later they flip him to Phoenix.
Why don't they arrange that afterwards so Phoenix can draft him or something? That's so stupid. It's not fair to the kid on that day.
You know what?
Like the interviewer, the lady sitting right on the front was like, well, you got that hat on now, but you might be changing it. What do you think? It's just like, that was so awkward.
Yeah.
It was.
It's not fair to the kid.
I agree with that. Like, unless it's part of like a three-way deal or something like that. But if it's simply this player for another guy who just got drafted plus future picks, then you totally could wait until the next day or whatever. Now, that said, maybe that's, you could argue that is trolling even more so, because then he's getting up the next day waiting to fly in, and then he gets told, actually, here's your plane ticket going somewhere else. But what I do find strange is that it happened last night with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the Toronto kid, or Hamilton kid.
We'll call him Toronto.
Yeah, GTA. GTA, who went, I think he went 11th last night, and Charlotte drafted him.
Mm-hmm.
And then flipped him to the Clippers. And by the time he got up to the stage, they had already announced it. Like, Charlotte's taking him and flipping him to the Clippers. And he sat there down and did an interview with ESPN, and they're like, yeah, just so you know, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, yeah, I know. My agent told me before we even got picked that I'm going to the Clippers, but these guys are going to draft me.
It's just so awkward. It's such an awkward look.
But why does he still have the hat on then?
No kidding. You're not on that team.
Yeah. Like, he's
give
got
him
the
a Clippers hat.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, if you know it's happening, why not go up there and be like, here's a Hornets hat, which you can keep if you want.
Right.
But here's a Clippers hat, because this interview on ESPN, if you make it to the Hall of Fame, this is what's going to show up in the Hall of Fame.
But
you're wearing a stupid Hornets hat.
That's up to the producer who's putting him on TV to go, hey, we've got all the hats here. Grab one, which team you are. Like,
Beansy, I'll make you one bet.
What do you got?
Something will happen before this show's over.
A trade? An NHL trade?
Yes.
Or a signing?
For 20? Beansy?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a bad memory, Beansy.
Play that again. I talked over it.
You got a bad memory, Beansy.
Richie April. That's me, Richie April. You got a bad memory, Beansy. Yeah, okay. I'll take that. This is basically like Kramer and that guy from Houston betting on when planes are going to show up at JFK. We're betting on if a trade is going to happen.
And I'm Newman. I show up with the son of Sam's. Isn't it the son of Sam's?
Like, yeah, David Berkovitz, his like original mailbag.
Mail satchel. Like,
I love that.
What a ridiculous. That show was unreal.
The best.
So 21 transaction is all we need.
But, like, what are we talking? Like, well, trading of picks?
No,
trading of any trade? Like, do you know of something? Did someone just send
I'm
you a text?
No. Who the hell am I going to know? We didn't
I'm
Bob
saying no
Bobby?
Because it starts at 7:30 Eastern.
So generally, what? Nothing happens
Gary's
before?
Gary's going to get up there and say, welcome to Dallas, blah, blah, blah. You're on the clock, Buffalo. And then Buffalo, we have a trade to announce after Buffalo picks.
He loves saying
that. I believe the trade, you're going to want to hear this. We have a trade to announce. The Montreal Canadiens have traded the third pick. They're trading back for two picks or something. Like, that could be something that
I'll say one transaction happens.
All right, let's just do it to make it interesting. Because
by 7 o'clock?
Yeah, by 7 o'clock. That's not out of the realm of possibility. Jeff Skinner could get traded in 2 minutes.
You're right.
You know?
You're right, but I...
Yeah, I'll take it. Richie April, put me down.
That's an hour and 12 minutes.
Yeah, that's fine. Now. I'm just going to fleece him for 20.
Yeah, you just took 20 off of him.
Which Canadian team do you think is most likely to trade their pick or give up their pick? Because you could include Ottawa on that if they last minute give it to Colorado this year.
I think Montreal.
I think Edmonton, because it's a little bit like it's 10. Like it's not three like Montreal. I can't see Bergevin trading that three pick in any form for Ryan O'Reilly.
No, me neither.
That's not the right play. I think if there is other factors in place, but I could see if they don't, like, what scares me, like, Tkachuk, by all accounts, and again, talking to Craig and talking to people, he seems like the potential likely at three. Maybe they're not sold on him. And they're saying, if you're not sold 100%, I'll give this pick up and get two high picks. You know, maybe they move that back a little bit and get a 6 and an 18 or something. I don't know. I again, you'd have to look at draft orders.
Yeah.
But I just, I wouldn't pick third just for the sake of picking third, unless you're hell-bent on in love with a player.
Yeah.
That could, a three could change the... I mean, Marner's at four. How many...
Oh, there's been a ton of them.
Historically, there's been great players.
Jonathan Toews went third. Jordan went third.
Really?
Who Michael went Jordan went third.
We have to go back and look at that draft.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Dream went first. Olajuwon went first. But
okay.
Anyway. Yes, at three, you can... Galchenyuk, who they just traded, ironically
enough. But you could get a franchise-altering player,
yes,
potentially. But by all accounts, there's three or four guys that could slide into that mm-hmm. spot.
I think... Honestly, it might be the Leafs that are the most likely to move their pick in some fashion. I feel like Dubas is... That's what he did the first year he was overseeing everything before Hunter got there. Remember, they kept moving back and back.
And then they use the analytics, or like you can get multiple picks.
Yes, the 25th pick is worth the 57th and 68th pick or whatever it is. And
right.
I could see him doing that.
Well, we were just talking about it. The 25th pick is...
It's not a sexy pick.
It's not as sexy as like I say, Montreal at 10.
Right, Ottawa and there could be a team that's sitting there...
Edmonton at 10.
You know, like Calgary, by all accounts, they don't have a pick in the first three rounds.
Like they are...
They're dying to get into the first three rounds, you know, somewhere. And you would think maybe somewhere in the first round.
You want me to be Joe from the Bridge for 1 minute?
Yes.
How about Calgary looks at getting a first rounder by moving one of their D? Everyone's talking about Dougie Hamilton. I would not trade Dougie Hamilton. If you take a look at his points, he's an elite defenseman as far as scoring points and consistency. And he's young, and he's on a term contract. To me, it's TJ Brody, and he's an analytics dream. I know he didn't have a great season last year, but he's a really good skater. He's a left-handed shot who can play the right side. So,
kind of a Ron Hainsey type.
Yeah, but I mean, just
better than Ron Hainsey.
An upgrade. That's somebody that would be interesting for me. Ontario boy, I could see the Leafs being in on him.
Absolutely.
Out of nowhere. If Calgary's looking to...
I'd have to be more than the 25th pick.
Because Calgary needs wingers. Calgary needs players up front. They need scoring. So, you know... That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like I can see that.
A combination
for sure.
Of a pick and Kapanen or something like that. Because Brody's a hell of a player.
Yeah, he's a good player.
So you're not going to get him for free. So you're going to have to give up a really good young player to get him. But that's what I'm talking about. And again, I'm making things up. I'm not in the know when it comes to it. But if you are looking to acquire a defenseman... That's the type of scenario that you could be looking at.
Yeah, and a lot more willing to trade the 25th pick than obviously if it's like the 5th pick
exactly.
or something like that. It just
exactly.
doesn't hold the same equity.
Right. I'd be holding out the 25th, like just any who wants something.
Well, the Leafs are also not, I mean, they cannot reestablish the draft smaft mentality, and I don't believe Dubas has any interest in doing that.
Right.
But this is not a team that is... In year one of a 5-year rebuild, they're moving into year three or four now.
Right,
they're a legitimate playoff team with a lot of talent. Like they are one of the 10 or 12 teams in the league where if they make a move for the here and now, not recklessly, they're not going to be in on a rental, so to speak.
No,
but the here and now, like this guy's 25 and can play and will play for the next 3 years, and yeah, we got to give up young assets to do it. They're one of the 10 or 12 teams where you're like, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, I understand that. Where if Buffalo did it, you'd be like, what are you doing?
Right.
You know, if Carolina did it or if Detroit did that, you'd be like, guys, slow your roll here. You are not in the midst of a cup contention right now.
Right.
But there are 10 to 12 teams, and the Leafs are a part of that group where they can see success in the playoffs, and they could see a deep run, and they could give up futures for the here and now.
Well, and that's what they've done the last couple of years is stockpile.
Build up.
And now it's time if you want to move a couple players, you can do that. But not at the expense of the future of your organization either.
MJ coming up. Mike Johnson will join us. Amin El-Hassan from ESPN on the NBA draft. We will get into the Sanchez talk. We keep teasing that. But left the game after the first inning last night. They're calling it a bruise on his pitching finger. Bruise. And the Friday 5-pack brought to you by our friends at Cool Beer. That's coming up the next hour as well.